It's working? Okay. Well, we have the pleasure this morning of having a brother with us, Warren Hauser. Most of you have met Warren or you've known Warren. What you might not know is that Steve and Wren and I have known Warren since we were in high school. He helped to disciple us early in our Christian walk. Warren has been all over the world, really. He resides part of the time in Norway, where he does ministry there. And then he comes and spends some time in Ormond Beach. And so we snagged him earlier this week and brought him over here to have fellowship with him and so that he could share what God has put on his heart for you all. So, Warren, we'd like to welcome you up, and let's give him a hand. All right.
Oh, I can sit down on the ground, or I can sit down here. Where would you guys like me? I don't care. Okay. I'm a problem child.
Do you want to hold a mic, or do you want this to turn to me?
Oh, that would be nice.
Look at your surface.
Wow. All this modern equipment. Can you hear me okay? Sometimes I used to be able to speak without a microphone, and people could hear me. Back when Jenny and Wren and Steve were back in Daytona. Okay. God is spirit, and they that worship God should worship him in spirit and in truth. This morning, as you were reading the Proverbs and singing many songs, we heard the word glory. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. We also sang, it's the glory of God. Or it was a reading that Chris did. The reading, the glory of God is to cover transgressions. If you and I seek glory, it's sin. But when God seeks his own glory, it's not sin. It's the best thing he can do, because the glory of God is the purpose. And the glory of God, like many other intangible things, we can't say how big it is. We can't say what color it is. We can't say how much it weighs and give a decent answer for it. And that's true with a lot of the intangible things that are most important. Love. What color is it? How much does love weigh? Not the results of it, but how big is it? The love of God outshines the sun, we say. The glory of God outshines the sun. The intangible things are things that we, as you know, are things that we cannot touch. Tangible things are things we can touch. I can touch this microphone, it's tangible. But the love of God is one of the intangible things. And the glory of God is one of the intangible things. We say we worship him in truth. And Jesus, the Son of God, was the manifestation of the invisible God, who's only spirit. God manifested himself in Jesus, the Son of God. You all know that. And we sometimes have many doubts. They come to us at different times for different reasons. And God takes away our doubts when he grants us repentance from on high. We don't repent unless God grants it to us. And why does he grant us repentance? To cover our sins for his glory. So the glory of God is the highest thing God seeks after, is his own glory. And it's not sin when God seeks his glory. It is when you and I seek our own glory. I'm repeating myself, I know. I do that from time to time, don't I? Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Doing our own thing is not the way. Knowing a lot, gaining a lot of knowledge is not the truth. And living is not life. But Jesus is all those, these things, and he said it of himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Did I mess up with the microphone? Sorry. They can't hear me now? Oh. I won't touch the microphone again. Sorry about that. Okay. I know it isn't the interruptions and the things that come along in life that are so important. But it's our response to the things that happen to us in life. How do we respond? The scriptures do tell us how we should respond. In everything, give thanks. But that's not always easy to do. And so when we don't feel very thankful, our feelings aren't what counts. They're important. But we need to cry out to God and tell him, I don't feel very thankful now, but you've commanded it. So I'm going to give, I did it again, didn't I? How about, that
doesn't.
You can hold it.
Oh, I
hold it, okay.
You can also do that, I just realized as I'm staring at it.
I'm sorry.
No problem, you're fine.
Okay, where was I? Oh, I was talking about the intangible things of God and the tangible things that we look for more times than not, and the difficulties we face sometimes in giving thanks to God, our response to what God has placed in our life and caused, either allowed or actually caused to come into our life. And sometimes we don't feel like we're chosen. But he says, before the foundations of the world, that was before any of us were alive, he ordained those that should be saved and give to us eternal life. Well, that seems a little bit strange. And it leads some people to fatalism. But that's not what God intended by it, as I read the scriptures. And that's the only place for us to get knowledge. And we're very fortunate. We have a lot of good translations into the English language. but there's still about 1,500 language, maybe it's 1,200 now, I was rethinking that, that have never had a word of the Bible translated into a language that they can understand. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't tell that there was a God, because he says the invisible attributes of God are seen in the things that God's created. The tangible things, the light shows us. He said, let there be light. Without light, we're all blind in utter darkness. You ever been in a big cave that's totally black and they turn off the lights? You can't see anything at all, like they say. You can't see your hand in front of your face. God opens our eyes and grants us repentance from on high, that when we can't give thanks, if we cry out to him. Prayer is the greatest weapon that he gives to us. And that prayer is not something that you can see or touch, but it's a weapon of our warfare that is mighty to the tearing down of powers and principalities and strongholds in the unseen world. We're fighting a battle against the unseen things, usually against the seen things. But the seen things sometimes leads us to be unthankful. And so we ask that God would give us grace and mercy to repent, to acknowledge that, and then experience the peace that God gives. It says in one other place in Scripture, contentment with righteousness is great gain. But the righteousness comes from God, and we return it by being following the Lord as much as we can in righteousness. And we cannot without him, without the Spirit he has given, the intangible things of God. I've kind of rambled on here. I don't know how much time I should spend talking. Some people think I talk too much, and they're probably quite correct in that. Huh? Oh, that's too much time. Well, not really. I had a friend one time, one of my early mentors in the gospel, and somebody came to him and says, can you speak, give us a, how much time would it take you to prepare to give us a message? And he says, that's about, you first have to tell me how long I've got to talk. And I says, just have to speak for a couple minutes. And he says, that'll probably take me a couple weeks to prepare. And then they asked him, well, how about if we gave you 10 minutes to speak? Well, he says, that would probably take me a day or two. And they said, how about if we give you an hour to speak? I'm ready to go, he said. Anyway, I'm thankful for this place that was built. Some people that are important in building it, you all are important in building it as we go on. More important than you know, every person here. But one of the things that we can do, we like to share the gospel with other people, and sometimes it's best to be able to bring them to a place to share food, fellowship, and the Word of God. And the only way your neighbors are going to get here is if, well, not the only way, God can speak to them independently from you, but he usually uses people. And so you can invite your neighbors. Most of them will say no. But maybe by the time you've invited 10 or 20 or more, one or two of them will say yes and show up. And they show up and says, I've had enough. But when we experience something new, we need to keep at it for 5 or 6 times, I think, to find out if it's really something we want to make a habit. Habits are helpful. Good habits. Bad habits are hard to break because we've got used to doing them. And we don't have the wisdom to know the difference. Wisdom, that's an intangible too. But we get wisdom through the Word of God that we've got translated in a language that we all understand here. Even Spanish is a there's Bible translated, several Bibles translated into Spanish, and we understand that if we speak the language. I don't understand it. I've got a nephew that does. He works with people that speak Spanish out in California. But most of us speak one or two languages. Some of the early people spoke 5 or 10 languages. And most of us don't come anywhere close to that, I don't think. Is there anybody here that speaks 10 or more languages and understands it? No hands went up. Well, I just want a kind of rambling this morning, and I hope some of it's making sense to some of you. And I trust that our Father, remember, it's our Father. It's not my Father. It's a plurality. God's made us to be together. We can't be hermits. We may try to be, but it doesn't work very well. We need one another, and we need to come together. And that's why the scriptures say, again, I have to go back to the scriptures, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching, you've got to come together. And we're closer now than we were a long time ago. But we don't know how long we've got. Let's keep on seeking the glory of God by obeying what's in the Word of God. Some of God's people might be able to say amen to that. And I've probably talked all food too long, but somebody turned the lights on upstairs. I guess they're glad to get it. I don't know what they're doing in the dark, but okay. We've all goes and get into the dark, and we mostly get into the dark through our own foolishness and lack of obeying the Word. Knowing the Word's not anything unless God anoints it. But the anointed Word by God Himself gives us the things we need for this life. And for the life to come. Well, Father, thank you. I got a chance to speak to these people today. There may be somebody else who should come and take the microphone and speak some more words. I don't know. But I thank you for this time. And I pray whatever was from you, that you'll continue to keep it in our hearts and not let it be stolen away by the enemy. And what was sort of trash from my own mouth, that can fall by the wayside. We give you thanks, Father, in the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. And we thank you for your Spirit by which we come to know the truth of Jesus the Christ. Some of God's people said, amen. Some said, give that microphone back. Some said, give that microphone back to Steve. Oh, no, give it back to Josh. You can sit down here. You don't need to sit down anymore.
As a little baby, I was learning to walk. And as an older man, I'm learning your way to help
this morning. I was reading and as I was thinking about some things and studying a few things, when the song came that we sang in the morning, and I'm trying to remember which one, it's just this, I don't know if it was God of Wonders, but just to God be the glory for all that he's done. I've been kind of preparing to go back to campus, and I listened to a movie the second time. Doris and Fran and Ren and I saw it, The Story of Everything, and it, we'll have to show it here sometime soon. But it's about God's glory from the biggest things to the littlest things. And I was just thinking this morning about the cell. Now, how many of you, like in your biology class in high school, saw the picture of the cell where the chromosomes come apart like this and it forms two cells? How many of you have seen that? Okay. Well, what's interesting is that process, as they've been able to look at it more and understand what's going on, it's as if there are thousands of scaffolds being built and torn down and rebuilt as it pulls apart. In other words, you've got your cell, and there's these tiny little scaffolds that go out to the edge of the cell that start pulling. And then there's ones on the inside that just keep building. They're like little tubes, and they're just continually being pulled apart and rebuilt in the middle because they got to get put more in there. And this is happening in every cell in your body. Think about the wonderful stuff that God has made. We tend to look out, and people tend to just, that don't believe in God, just, oh, it just happened. It just somehow came about. But this is like science fiction raised to a couple powers, at least, that is actually, and the more we understand, the more complicated what God has done in us is. And we just need to give him glory. I mean, Warren was talking about God's glory, and I just thinking that we see all the commonness, we just even in people we see, and we don't see how beautiful they are. You know, I didn't realize, my first wife, I didn't realize what a beautiful person she was until then one day she was gone. You know, because we just treat things as common because we see them, but God's glory is just all over the place. Just all over, and we forget to recognize it. So anyway, Chris.
I just want to sum up one thing that he said. And it's something I got. He started discipling me 55 years ago when I was just saved.
Yes.
He was quite foreign to me because I'd never met anybody like Warren before. And he was so sold out for God. Jenny and I couldn't go out for a date unless Warren came the next morning to make sure that it was a clean date. And he followed me for years all through college, into our marriage, coming to visit with us, and talking with our children to make sure they would follow God. So we've been blessed. But what he's trying to emphasize, was, if you summed up all the words he said today, it's how powerful each and every one of you are. Because you've got everything. It's already been given to you. You're powerful. But we look in the mirror and we see that same old person again. What we need to do is we look in the mirror to realize that that's not who I am anymore. I'm somebody different and I'm powerful. We could have all kinds of miracles happening here if we only believed in who we are, because he's inside of us. And that kind of sums up what I think what he was trying to say.
Thank you, brothers, for sharing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All things are possible to one who believes.
That's right.
All glory to God. The great things he is doing, he's done, doing, going to do. Give him glory every day. He's so worthy. So now it's time for praise and prayer requests. Would anybody have anything they want to share or ask the Lord to